Animal Farm is an allegorical novel by George Orwell, published in England in 1945. According to Orwell, the book is about events leading up to the Russian Revolution of 1917, and then on into the Stalinist era of the Soviet Union. The book begins with Old Major, an elderly boar who gathers the animals of Manor Farm for a meeting in the big barn. He tells them a dream he had, where all of the animals on the farm live together, where no humans can oppress or control them. He convinces the animals to work toward this dream and teaches them a song called The Beasts of England, in which his dream vision is described musically. The animals are absorbed with Major's vision, so when he dies a few nights later after igniting the revolution, three younger pigs, Snowball, Napoleon, and Squealer, continue to encourage his main principles through a philosophy called animalism. Late one night, the animals defeat the drunk Farmer Jones in a battle, taking over the land. They rename the property Animal Farm, and dedicate themselves to achieving Major's dream. Boxer the horse is fiercely stupid, but loyal to the cause, and is used efficiently by the three pigs because of his strength on the farm. He symbolizes the communist masses that the Soviet Union oppresses. This is also seen through a common phrase he says, blindly following the pigs. I will work harder. At first, the animal farm, like communist Russia, seemed fine. Snowball attempted to teach the animals to read, while Napoleon took a group of young puppies to educate them in the principles of animalism. This also reinforces the theme of oppression in communism, since the puppies are being taught from a young age the principles of animalism, much like brainwashing. When Mr. Jones reappears to take back his farm, the animals defeat him again in what comes to be known as the Battle of the Cowshed, but this time they take the farmer's abandoned gun as a token of their victory. This also symbolizes that later on in the book, the animals will become more human than they had anticipated. Time passes, and Napoleon and Snowball start to fight constantly over the future of the farm, and they compete with each other for power and domination among the other animals. Snowball brainstorms to build an electricity-generating windmill, but Napoleon stubbornly refuses the plan. At the farm meeting to vote on whether or not to build the mill, Snowball gives a passionate speech. Although Napoleon gives only a brief retort, he then sicks his privately trained pack of 9 attack dogs, the one he's been educating, to chase Snowball from the farm. Napoleon takes over Animal Farm and declares that there will be no more meetings, which means no more voting. From that point on, only the pigs were consulted to make decisions regarding all of the animals on the entire farm. Napoleon quickly changes his mind about the windmill, and the animals, especially Boxer, devote their efforts to completing it. One day, after a storm, the animals find the windmill toppled. The human farmers in the area taunt that the animals made the walls too thin, but Napoleon claims that Snowball had actually returned to the farm that night and sabotaged the windmill. He then had a witch hunt, during which animals who have ever allegedly participated in Snowball's great conspiracy, meaning any animal who opposes Napoleon's uncontested leadership, meet instant death at the teeth of the attack dogs. Since no one questioned his leadership, Napoleon began rewriting history to make Snowball seem like a villain. Boxer, still blindly following Napoleon, changed his catchphrase, "Napoleon is always right." Napoleon acted more and more like a human. He was sleeping in a bed, drinking whiskey, and engaging in trade with human farmers. The original animalist principles were blatantly against such activities, but Squealer, the third of the three original animalist pigs, and now Napoleon's henchman, justified every action to the other animals, convincing them that Napoleon is a great leader and is making things better for everyone, despite the fact that, on the farm, animals are cold, hungry, and overworked. Miss Frederick, a neighboring farmer, cheated Napoleon in the purchase of some timber, and then attacked the farm and blew up the windmill, which had been rebuilt at a great cost to the farm. After the explosion of the windmill, there is a brief battle where Boxer sustained major injury. When he later falls while working on the windmill again, he senses that his time is almost over. One day, no one can find Boxer, and according to Squealer, which means Napoleon, Boxer has died in peace. Really, Napoleon sold his most devoted worker to a gloomaker. Years pass on Animal Farm, and the pigs remain unchecked and become more and more human, walking upright, carrying whips, and wearing clothes. Eventually, the 7 principles of animalism, inscribed on the side of the barn, becomes a single principle, reading, "All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others." Napoleon interacts outright with the other human farmers now, and also changes the name of Animal Farm back to the Manor Farm, going back on his word yet again, claiming that this is the correct title for the farm. Looking in at the pigs and the human farmers through the farmhouse window, the common animals can no longer tell which are the pigs and which are the human beings.